Siman Lamed Beis Sif Chavav Em Osias Shal Shem Dabuk Ois Yochol Hafridam. Even if the Osias of the Shem are touching, so it's not considered Mechikas Hashem by separating the letters which are touching. Dabuk Ois Sif Katan Kuf Chavav Bein Lamalo U Bein Lamata, whether they're touching on top or on bottom. So the difference between top and bottom is when you write the letter, you start from the top and you go down. So a dibuk on top means that the beginning of the ksiva was dabuk. Touching on bottom means that after you finished writing, at the end you kept going, you touched. So either way, the halacha is you're allowed to separate them. Okay, so we're adding a new kanach that there's a difference between afterwards or not.
But of course, the silver checks the ceiling, he wouldn't know.
The person checking afterwards would not know, right? Okay. So, if you look at the real loch over here, all the way at the bottom of the page, im osius shel shem avayim shabur v'chiksav nevahani milish nidbeku. So that's another bihuda chelik nyordeya simin kuf samates. Because the chazav shem atam the shem aloch keter shenish shel b'tiyos until boy makuf kibil rak beisak siva. So what's the argument? That if you hold in makuf kibil, it comes that the shem wasn't written totally bekashrus yet. We did say before that it's called enough of the Torah's Osius, it's not called, you're making a letter through Chakika, through removing. But regard to the shame is not kosher yet because it's not Mukav Gvil. So whether you touch on the top or you touch on the bottom, but by the time you finish your Ksiva, you didn't, which means even though theoretically you could have stopped there, but you went a little bit further, but since there was all one stroke, because of that stroke was not completed, it's not a mukav kvil, so it's not kosher yet. So you can't say you have an issur mechika yet. But if it was made bekashrus, and that the shame is nigmar, and later on it touches, so if you hold that doesn't possible for mukav kvil, so it's a totally kosher shame, then you can't remove any part of it. So that's the argument. So then he deals with what about if you're not sure what the law is? What do you do in a situation where you don't know? Which would be, let's say, the surfer situation. Nearly pasha dimistafik amos nasa dibuk. If you're not sure when it happened, so yochel afrida, you could separate it. It means tam sveik seiko. What's the argument? What's a sveik seiko? The shema nasa beis ksiva. Maybe it was there at the time of the ksiva, and therefore, for sure, it's a problem of kavil. We intend to learn the nasa achar kachem, and maybe we'll argue that it happened later on. So shema locha ketirat alef shel bes yosef le'el basivet tezai and the megia and chiluk. The old book of kavil applies even if it happened later on. So we'll combine these two tzadim l'chumra to tell you that the shame is not, or the kula, the chumra they say the shame is not kosher, and if for a kula that you're allowed to be meichiket. Now, I feel like I'm a chmir and mitzvek tzvek. I'm going to skip the page. Bistur mechika. Even if tzvek alone normally does not allow this, or mechika is Hashem. Yesh lo hakel bezeh, lefi masha kosev shom and leidah bihura, but mechik mixes ois, vedai nishat tzura, so lov, ein chai bezeh mishu mechik. Rak mir rabbana nain shom. So he says that the truth is this is not a mechika the raisa. The mechika the raisa of the shame is only when you remove the shame. But if the shame remains afterwards, so even though you removed part of it, it's only nisid rabbanon. So if nisid rabbanon, we can be on this sveik be mounted. Okay, back in the Mishnah Berurah, kuf chaf zayin la freedom. Vein bar mishum isur mechika ki mishum asakin mazeh. As much as if right now as it is, it's not kosher. So you're not being mechik the shame; you're being masakin the shame. Because why you dvukas lo isias acheris. This is talking about touching each other. For sure, if it's touching other letters, above, below, behind it, before, after it, the mutter lahafrida oisius acheris mihem uchol gavni. You can remove the other letters. But if you're whittling away part of that letter, you're not being mucking the shame at all. Okay. But you don't want to touch that last point, which touches directly to the shame, because then you might have an issue of mechikas Hashem. Okay, so fine. Sif Chav Zayin. So now we're dealing with how much is still considered a letter, how erased, worn out, faded is considered the letter is still there. That's a common issue. So oysters with hamish and imchul kuksas, they faded a little bit. So it doesn't mean nobody erased them. It means they faded. If it's still visible enough, the child is able to read them correctly. So they're there. So you can correct it by adding new ink. It's out of order. It's not out of order because the letter is still there. If it's faded to the point that you can't recognize the letter anymore, so then you're writing a new letter. If you're writing a new letter, then you have a problem of shalak kasidra. Okay. Kuf chav ches. Mishabura. Shinim chav kupsas. Pirish shaholach me'alva oisius kupsas mara yishalem. It's some of the appearance of the D.O. has faded. Now, v'im b'tchila saksiva lo hoya D.O. shochor. When you started writing, the D.O. wasn't really black. El d'ar malalavan shahucha marisoi. It's a grayish type of a color. Or the other, more reddish color. But tzarich lahaver aleihem mekum. Therefore, you have to go rewrite it with black. Habish l'kasidron. That's called shlo kasidron. So that's when you wrote it originally. But that's not the situation over here. The situation over here is when you wrote it originally. Bahai the shulchan aruch l'mikri shlo kasidron. Kiven the gamachsha v'ksavu kasher. Mashem moisim below eno elam mishamra shlo yismachik yoser. So the Pshat is saying is that so originally you had the letter properly, and the letter is still nicker that it's there, so it's called the letter is still there, and you're just adding the yo, not to rewrite it in a certain sense, but to prevent it from fading more. Now, the matter were more.
So if a sofer put one kaf on top of another, and he wrote the parsha, you really press down hard so that there's the second kaf underneath, you have the outline of the letter. It's pressed down. Would that be kosher?
You mean it soaked through all the way to the point?
No, there's no geo there. It didn't soak through, but he pressed down so hard.
No, it's not called ksiva, because ksiva has to be with some type of a geo or something like that. Now, she said, let's clarify what we're talking about. But medavar mordim because she mixes seva hadiyo kayam. Still has to be some of the color of the diyo. Avim kovetz kol diyo meyaklav. It all popped off. Unisharak roishim admumis meyachaluda shel diyo. There's a reddish color which is left over, which is like the shadow of the diyo in a certain sense. So then over here, Kishamavra Kumus Alayan arrays a Kaisev Shalakasidran. That's called your writing. There's no Dio in there anymore. So what we're allowing over here is that the Dio is still there, it's just faded. But if the Dio is mamish, it's like really, it's all cracked off, which can happen. And what you have left is there's a certain amount of that, you know, just sort of like leaves a shadow on the page. That's not going to help. Lafikach miklaf mixes arachavov. So now, this is going to apply not only to a full letter, but even to a partial letter. So you have a vav, and part of the length of the vav has peeled off. And so it just has this shadow underneath it. So that's not good. We know that that's not good. But so what's the question? Maybe there's enough of a vav left on the part which is above. But we're going to show a child. But the child is going to see the whole thing. He's going to see that chaluda. He's going to look at it as part of the vav and recognize it as a vav. the situation. You have to cover the part which is peeled off and has that sort of very, very light roshim left, because the child will recognize that as part of the vav, and he'll call it a vav based on that, and that's not acceptable. We need to know if it's without that, it's called a vav. That we don't let him use the case where the letter is touching. So,
which
case is mem ches?
Touching an F
slash. 1 second.
Good evening, Dr. Cooper. Good evening, Mr. Vargas.
A case of nipsek. Let's a case where there's a hefsek in the letter, so the bottom part after the hefsek doesn't count, so we need to cover that. With that od, furthermore, the Da'as Prima Gadim, who da filo nishar mi moshes diyo, even if there's actual physical diyo left. So the case we said right now is that basically all of the diyo has peeled off. And you have left, there's a certain amount of the yo sort of like absorbs into the cloth, but it's not really any real mamushas of the yo. Now, what about if there is actual mamushas of the yo? Raksha Niklav Chakras of Elyun, Venisher Odin. But the upper layer has come off, and what's left is reddish. Even though there's physical diyo there, but it's red. Habish lo kasidron, the odim ain't kosher letfilin. Red isn't the kosher color. You need the black. That's a prima gada. Aval chasam sefer bechelik yerdei siman reish nivav pol legalov b'sefer d'im hashinoi ladmim sumach b'yoshin. It's just because it gets old and oxidizes to some extent and the color changes. Harehu kosher, harehu nichtav b'diyo. That's what diyo looks like after 50 years. So that's called diyo still. So that's different than writing with a red lechatchila. That's part of the halacha of the yo. Liyos the tzricha he racked up the kosev there has to be written with the yo. V'kach darkos shal roev with the yo the chesha yaskin yichem arisa v'ishapik sas la damdom. So it turns reddish. V'nas ke'ein mara shakarim b'lashulan ashkenaz brown. It turns brownish. So that's not called not the yo. That's what the yo looks like at this point in time. And so you wrote it with the yo, and then Joe changed colors. So that's what the sum surface says. Come welcome to Tov Lahavra Havira Bekumas. It's better to read to freshen it. Now, what about writing on top by Shemas HaKadoshim? So any of the letters. So there's always sort of mechika. So we don't say that what I'm writing on top is erasing what's beneath it. Let's say it's a shame HaKadosh. Am I allowed to write on top? So if it's called, it's not a ksiv anymore, so I obviously I'm allowed to write on top. There's no act of mechika. If you tell me it's still called a ksiva, so I want to be a frumi and rewrite it, maybe it's not such a big frumkeit. Maybe that's called mechika. So no, feel the b'shem is HaKadosh, karb levali demurt, it's a very good argument that it's mutter. The kidiyo al gabidiyo, den kan mechika. So if you put the yo on top of the yo, the more said that's not called mechika because it doesn't really remove what's beneath it. It just strengthens it. If it's a different color, so possibly we could argue that it might be called mechika on the lower color. Now, however, even nishtan al oyd the mamish, it's all talking about it becomes brownish. If it mamish turns red, shein kein darker shel stam the yo, which is a different than what the yo normally does. Or I feel a rock let me miss, or even if it's not mamish red, but it's like an admimus, it's more reddish, brownish color. Rock shenishana miyad, my hair lachraksi, but it didn't take after a long time, which is normal. It happened very quickly. Okay. So what do we do in that situation? It mamish turned red, or it faded very, very quickly into this brownish color. So ain't the color loose to save the Torah. There's no way to fix it. Shinira sheno machmas yoshin. It's not because the normal nature of the yo is it oxidizes over a period of time. This happened so quick. Korchol yesh chesor and mikra the yo means that the yo was not proper the yo. Shinas is misamim moni macherim. It must be made from the wrong ingredients. Like in Pasul Meikara, killing it to the yo means it wasn't written with the yo. Ubashemus also lahavar lov diyo. But so now, but it is a writing, it's just not writing with diyo. So now when you're writing, you take the yo and you put it on the shame, you're removing that early, lower ksiva and replacing it with a different ksiva. That's called a form of mechika. The yo and the yo, it's just strengthening the yo, it's not called a mechika. But this is not the yo and the yo, this is something else, the yo and something else. That's mechika. And Ayin Shem Shemarach calls the milsim of time. So that's what some surface says.
What's the yo and something else?
The case we just said. Okay.
What was
that? The case where it turned red, very red, or it turned brown right away. Okay. Chav Ches. Nu halacha. Yesh nizor shalom yikonis rosh halamid ba'avra hei oyaches afilab lo negiyo. So we know that there's a problem with negiyo. So I have a different issue. There's a lamed on the line below. There's a hay in the line above, and the head of the lamed goes inside of the airspace of the hay or the ches. So you shouldn't do that. Okay. Kuf chav tes. Fila kol shehu rosh halamed b'shur shalom alaymenu. The head of the lamed goes into the row above. Wadin mechav pshuta. The same thing would be going into a chof pshuta. So, because I mishal yikonis b'shura shalamata b'ois tes v'ayin v'kadayman. You have the long chof going down, and the bottom of the leg is going into a tes or an ayin, which is an opening which leaves a space below. So it shouldn't go in b'avra hey, within b'avra aleph. It's the same thing. It goes in avra v'tof v'kadayman. Any one of the letters. So now this really doesn't change. You can't say changes the tzuras. Everybody knows that, and there's no such letter like that. If the head of the lamed goes into, like, on the left side of a dal, it looks like a hay. Now that's like a left leg over there. So that's for sure a problem. Oyaches. Now b'vodim nichas roish lamed l'sech aver shel chof pshuta. So if you have a chaf pshuta coming down on the top, you have a lama going up on the bottom, and the lama is going into the airspace of the chaf pshuta, which is a problem. Always a problem. So now he still does not explain the why yet. Chumas marim mebris. Okay, and Hekel was there. A garden of kivagir b'chidush b'di yavin. Okay. Below the gear, so it shouldn't go in even though it doesn't touch. The midgear lav haki pasuk mashum chesar and hakaf kviel. If it touches, it's the problem of kviel. Now, for this, they're saying it's not. There's no problem. It didn't touch. There's no problem of kviel. So what is the problem over here? Mashem elosh b'shulchan aruch. The cause of sheishli zoyer. You should be careful. That language indicates is dafka lechelchila. Of a lovely kuba b'di'evit, it says you should be careful. So you weren't careful, okay? So now b'di'evit is kosher. So we say that there should be a clear. This is the hay. This is the lamed. We shouldn't confuse the two, etc. Okay, that's the chachila. V'hani mili shelo nichnas binyan she posit tzuras ois al yedei zeh. It's talking about it when and only minimally. So you didn't lose the tzuras ois. Yom shenichnas rak ma'at. Alim nichnas kol kach b'inyan. It went in so much that you lost the form of the letter. So you get away, the kid, he doesn't see the lamed below. He just sees this thing sticking in. So forget about the rest of the lamed, this thing sticking in, it takes away the tzuras ois. He says, I don't know what this is. It doesn't look like anything that I'm familiar with. So if you see the lama below, he'll cop that's because of the lama below. But if you don't see the lama below, you cover that over. In his mind, I don't know what this is. That's a problem. Well, by definition, it's shloka sidrin, because you know there's a row below it, because you got the lama below. So it means you've written further. Right? So for sure that's going to be now, the kol shkenim nichus rosh alama b'sechalal dalas at reish nearest kehay the pasul And if all the more so, if the head of the lamb is sticking into the left side of the dalet or a reish, looking therefore like a hay, so that's a major problem.
If you're taking a kid and you're covering up the letter that's either on top or on bottom that's sticking in,
you're covering up the bottom of the letter which is sticking in.
Right. So he's never going to recognize it. How could he recognize it? All of a sudden he sees a piece in there. He's not going to recognize it. He'll never recognize it.
No, so it's, if the pshat is...
How could he recognize
it? Let's say you have a hay. There's a little bit sticking in. So I don't see a little bit of a dot there. He's not going to... It's sticking all the way. I don't know what this is.
Okay.
So he's saying if it goes in partially, you know, minimally... So you say it's not, doesn't pass up any. If it goes in totally, uh-huh. It's a problem. Okay. Chav test. Imana parshiyas shkuras befiv. The law is that you should write the from a tikkun, from something written. That's what you should do, and that's for sure. So in a case where you don't have all of the words, the exact way to write the words, being familiar with him. Kuflam again, Moshkuris Mafif. The Haino Be'eshu Maskal Litov, Mistamadain Ain Boki Bikrios and Balpekur. He's, you know, a prisoner running film for 20 years, so he knows what everything is supposed to look like. You know, the person's just getting used to writing tefillin, so he needs to write mitzvah ksav. Or somebody has to read it to him. In order they shouldn't make a mistake. If he mixes a parasha shkura b'fiv. Some of it he's familiar with already.
And for one,
truly familiar. Mutalicht of Oysa mixes Balpah, that part he can do Balpah. The Ein Rebach, Shakosa, the Mikol Mokum, Mitzim and Amuf Kralito, Bechol Gav, the Mitoch Aksav. He says, even a person who's familiar, it would be nice, it would be proper for a person to write Mitoch Aksav.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Lamed, and Rashar Likhtoiv, Elim Kenya De Alikris. So I'm not sure exactly what the other possibility is. Kuflamen hey yudei likris di lavochi bekal yochol litois ve'eno margish. You know, I'm not sure. I have somebody writing who doesn't know how to read. I don't know what the words mean.
He just copies.
Pictures,
he copies it off the ticket. He's an artist. So he looks, he says, this is what it looks like. He says, copy all this.
Okay.
You know, says,
I guess if a person has a good eye, he could do that, I guess.
Yeah, he's an, you know, if he has a chush for it, yeah. I can't imagine it, but there's people out there that...
probably could, okay.
It's a lot of forgery, so they know how to copy things.
Okay.
What?
Now,
they can copy. So once you can copy letters too. I mean.
Okay, now, Lamed Aleph. He's not writing from a written item in front of him, but rather somebody is reading to him. In the case of a person being makri to you, you have to repeat the words after him. So you announce the word before you write it. Okay. Which means, if you're writing from something written, so you don't have to say, you look, you say Shema, you just look at it, and that's good enough. You don't have to announce the word Shema. But if the person says to you Shema, you have to repeat the word Shema and then write it. We're still talking about, however, that's only that heter is only if he's familiar. We're not worried about him making a mistake. Which over there it says you're supposed to even when you write the Torah, you're supposed to say the words. So what's the difference? The answer over here that you're shogar, over there you're not shogar.
What's going on over there, Rabbi Rosenbaum?
Fine, remember Godam Shekain cause of Shekain Kabbalah is a Magan of Ram. Fine. I will have a credit in Chol Kabbalah. Apostle of the Chol Gavli Tzarek Lodzi B'Tei B'Mepiv Kedem Shifte Beno You always have to announce it, like we have over there in Yeradeya. No chiluk matam kosev abach lekachi mitzvah ksiv b'sefer tzavstam kedushas tehei kedushas hevel kriyas kol teva b'teva yotzim pi hakari nimshechas ala isyus kishakosev b'yisam meklav. So it's a holiness. You're adding an element of holiness to it by announcing it and saying it out loud. That adds an element of holiness which would not be there otherwise. So it's not a chesed shabbos over here. It's a bach. As long as he wrote it properly, the fact that he didn't announce it is not going to be something which is ma'akeh b'negevah.
So the breath has kedusha.
The deeper has kedusha. Right? The deeper has kedusha.
But heaven means breath.
Right. That's what he means. when you say something, there's a kedusha that you add over there. But if a person saying it to you about path. So then you have to repeat after him. Al pas shemakra, afilo hu shogar b'fiv kamkin. Even though you're familiar, when he reads it to you, you need to repeat it. You have to read, and after he says the word to you, you repeat the word, and then you write. Or you should make a mistake. Kol shkenim hu kosev al pas b'li makri. And kol shken, if he's doing it al pas without a makri, we said, what you can do if you're shogar, but you need to announce each word before you write the word. Okay. Lama Beis. Okay, now we're going to deal with the amount of space that you need. How much space are we giving on the top, the bottom, the sides? In other words, you don't write all the way to the edge of the cloth, top wise, bottom, etc. Okay. Lama Beis. Sarak lohaniyah cholok lamala. So you have to leave the space above, which is empty. You don't write immediately at the top of the cloth. The amount of space that you could put a whole alamet all the way over there to put the upper part of the alamet. Hagav shiyo gam heim mukafim gvil. So therefore, and it means and a little more. So therefore, even if you put a lamed there, there'd be a little bit of cloth above the lamed. Ulamato, kasher chaf and nun pshuta. So the issue over there is that you have letters, the chaf and the nun extend down. So those are the ones that extend the most. You need to have enough space to have them extend down again and have a little bit of cloth beneath them. Ubitzilos and v'saifon, etzarach l'niach cloth.
Chaf and nun, so?
But the beginning of the cloth and the end of the cloth, different than by Sefer Torah, where there are halachos of a mudim and there's a halachos of space. But by a mezuzah or by tefillin, you do not need to leave any space. However,
that's what you need mukkah kvil around there.
See, you need mukkah kvil.
So you need some space.
Right, okay. That's a very minimal amount. There is a minute to leave some space at the beginning and the end, more than just the mukkah kvil amount. I want to correct myself. Mezuzah, there isn't a mezuzah of space. The mezuzah has to be enough cloth that you can roll it around the rest of the. It's called kadei liglol. You can roll around
the mezuzah,
the written part of the mezuzah. By tefillin, you don't need that. Fine. You leave a gap between each letter of. Each word. The gap of one letter. The gap between the lines, the amount, the space of which a line would take. The gap between each letter has to be the gap of a hair's breadth.
How long is this cast? Long is the
shot? Bein pasuk lepasuk, and you leave a little more of a gap between the pasukim. So you need to leave that gap. Okay, shabura. Kuvla matavis lamalam yashitus above the row. Kadesh gago shalama, the mount of space for the lamed. Nearly the hainu mitzvah bein and the yafilu who kosev rak ksav katan. Even though you're writing a small ksav, you have to leave the amount which would be the average amount size that people write. I don't know exactly what that is exactly. The Omer Menachas Lamed Kimaloy Atzva the Safrei. Pirshanim Shukadei Litov Gagashel of the Lamed Hanal. So it's like language after the way the Sofer write it. So the Yeshchelik Bazer Ayesh Yurum. So the more means of the Ksav Beinoni, either it means because that's always happened, you always have to leave that space, or because that was the scenario. Okay, well, let's assume that it applies in all cases. And the bottom, you need the space of a chaf or a nun pshutum, avoid mashu, a kafas gvilam, and then you need obviously a little bit of a kafas gvil at the bottom also. When you have to write it, you'll have space. So you want to leave the space of. So it's not just enough to leave a mashu to make it make mukav kavil. You need the shear of a chatzit tziparin, and that's the chatchila. I don't know exactly. When you measure chatzit tziparin, you know, how much do you measure? So, klal. You don't need to leave any space at the beginning or end at all. Rak mashu l'kavos kavil. It has to be multiple kavils. You have to leave a little mashu. Some have a minute to leave ksas kufman beis. Hainu ksas yoyis amir kavos kavil. V'yesh v'kirin l'chadchilas tzarech l'chadchilas klav kadei legal kolaparsha kumam mezuzah. Just like with mezuzah, you have to be leave enough space, klav, empty klav to wrap all the way around what's written. So by tefillin also, some people hold like that. So you have three shitas. You leave a mashu for makavas gvil. You need a little more than that, or you need kadei legal kolaparsha. You need to leave a space of, between each word of ois kata ois. Katana shul yud, the ois can be even the smallest one, which is the yud. But you have an lipsol, elam ken nearest kateva achas latinik v'chochol tipish. And when is it possible? When it's a run-on word. The two words flow together. The word and the extra letter flows together. That's a problem. You need a space between the lines kishita, like a shita. So a sefer Torah, you need to leave a gap of a shita between each row, but not by tefillin. Chutasara between each letter you leave chutasara. I don't rock the chachilo. But the evening lifts the elam came nearest the teva chaluka the shtayim. So the point over here is it's on the round. You don't want to leave too much space because then it looks like you it's not a word. So the point when it gets to the point where you don't see the connection between the letters, that's the problem. Kamashin Sparrow calls Eber Yerdeya Simon Rishayin Zayin Lim Seva Torah. One more Maat Cholok in Pasuk the Pasuk. And we're going to run b'shem kamachredim grab a yura. He really didn't circle. Niyak cholok yosu main table to table. Vemse pasuk. The loy kamosha kosev v'sha. So you don't need to leave more of a gap at the end of a pasuk. The same way, in between each word, you leave a space. The same thing over here. Let's hold it here.